USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Biden is outlining a plan that he says will move the U.S. past the coronavirus pandemic. He said he's increasing the amount of vaccine we have available.
I need you to get vaccinated when it's your turn and when you can find an opportunity. And to help your family, your friends, your neighbors get vaccinated as well.
He said the goal will be reached by his 60th day in office. On Wednesday, he announced 100 million more doses of the Johnson & Johnson vaccine that are being purchased by the government. He said he'll deploy 4,000 more active duty troops to support vaccination efforts and will allow more people, including med students and dentists, to help administer vaccines. He set a goal for July 4th for what he calls the independence from the virus. Before the speech, Biden signed the $1.9 trillion coronavirus stimulus package. This is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
The Biden administration announced it's working to rescind two Trump-era rules it said weakened worker protections. In the latest move by the administration to roll back the policies of his predecessor, the Labor Department said in a statement it proposed to withdraw two rules that concerned the classifications of the workers and contractors under the Fair Labor Standards Act. The first rule, called the Independent Contractor Final Rule, was issued in the final weeks of the Trump presidency. It sought to clarify the standard for employee versus independent contractor, while the second rule updated guidance for determining joint employer status. The House has passed a pair of measures aimed at tightening background checks for the sale and transfer of firearms. Lawmakers voted to approve the Bipartisan Background Checks Act, which would require background checks on all commercial gun sales, while also voting to pass a measure aimed at extending the review period required to purchase a firearm. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
The New York State Assembly authorized an impeachment investigation into allegations of sexual misconduct against Governor Andrew Cuomo amid growing calls for the Democrat to resign from office. The announcement came after the New York Governor's office said it referred allegations of sexual misconduct by Cuomo to the Albany Police Department. The Albany Times-Union reported fresh allegations of sexual misconduct, saying an aide to the governor said he groped her at the executive mansion in 2020, reaching under her blouse and touching her. This is the sixth woman to come forward to accuse him of misconduct, offering the most serious allegations yet. Cuomo denied the allegations, saying he's never done anything like that. New York Attorney General Letitia James appointed two attorneys to lead the investigation into allegations from several women. They'll be tasking with issuing subpoenas, examining documents, conducting interviews, and analyzing data regarding the allegations and the Cuomo administration's handling of the situation. The Communist Party in China has taken over the elections in Hong Kong. With more, here's USA's Lance Pry.
China's legislature on Thursday passed a resolution called the Patriots Governing Hong Kong. In a move to overhaul the city's elections, the Chinese Communist Party now controls the Asian financial hub's elections, reducing democratic representation and allowing a pro-Beijing panel to vet patriotic candidates.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.